Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 8-11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. No hail. No hail right now. You know, we survived the hail of yesterday. It is early. Yeah, don't want to speak too soon because I know it caught me by surprise yesterday. The what is happening here? Anyway, Julio Diaz, he is our good friend, host of Let's Go Pensacola. You can hear that at 4 o'clock tomorrow here on News Radio. Also the host and founder of the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Julio, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So we had a movie released this weekend, Transformer Rise of the Beast, and a not Michael Bay, right?
He's still a producer on the series, but he's not directing them anymore.
Okay, all right, fair enough. And assessment?
Well, this is the second best live-action Transformers movie that we've seen.
Oh, what? That's such a weird not endorsement. Okay, go ahead.
Well,
your pausing
made me pause. Don't think that means that it's a good movie.
I see. That's how I interpreted is of the eight bad movies, this is second best.
Well, no. Let's back up a little bit here. There is one good Transformers movie, and that's Bumblebee.
Oh, fair enough.
Bumblebee is actually a really, really good movie. In fact, here's my recommendation to you. If you want to see a Transformers movie this weekend, go find wherever Bumblebee's streaming or pick it up on DVD, Blu-ray. It actually is a really good movie, and it's worth seeing. It's the only one that's actually good and worth seeing because this is I call this the second best movie because it has some things that the first five or six or whatever it is that Michael Bay directed didn't have. It has a story that is actually consistent from beginning to end.
Look at you with the shade. Okay, here's what I want to know, Julio. Okay, I get that you have not liked these movies, but they are of course massively popular for people who have loved the other Transformers movies. What are they going to say here?
I just don't know because I mean the thing with this movie is like it was a discussion that we had last night. You know, at least those movies, those early movies, the Michael Bay movies, had a certain audacity to them.
Yeah.
This is like a watered down attempt at making a Marvel movie. You can see where they were like, oh, we're going to put all these pieces in place and people are going to like it just like they like the Marvel movies, but it just has no soul. There's just no heart there. It's just packed with cliches and, you know, here's all these story points and they try to do a little bit of character development with a couple of characters. Like it makes an effort at least. I give it that. And that's why I give it the credit of being, you know, a bit stronger of a film than the earlier films.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's a ringing unendorsement, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, if all you want is to turn your brain off and, you know, look at some cool visuals, it's got some of those. I do think that the new beast, they're called Maximals.
Okay.
They're the animal Transformers. They're cool to look at. There's some interesting voices there, including Michelle Yeoh for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not the film you want to come off your Oscar with, but you know, here you go.
Well, she probably got paid okay for it, so we'll take that. What are you guys going to watch next week, Julio?
It's actually a pretty big week next week. The Flash is coming out, which I've been looking forward to for some time, but we also got Elemental, the new Pixar film, is coming out, and there's a horror comedy called The Blackening, which is I'm a little dubious about because I don't care for the director, but it does look like it's got some interesting commentary to make. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that.
Who's the director?
Tim Story, director of the Ride Along movies and the two terrible Fantastic Four movies. And the first two, because we've had three terrible Fantastic Four movies.
He's overflowing a veritable font of encouragement here this morning. I know. I love that you're honest about all this. That's fantastic. And we've got a TikTok comedian here who's apparently very attractive, and that's his big appeal. So, fine, you know, I don't have too many thoughts about it, but, you know, I guess the people who know him are willing to pay tickets for him. Is that right?
You know what? The thing is, overall, whether you think this guy's funny or not, I've watched a few of his videos. I hadn't heard of him before last week myself. But I've watched a couple of his videos. The thing that he's known for is doing the crowd work, you know, interacting with the crowd.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's pretty good at that.
Good.
He's funny. I don't
Matt
think
Rife,
he's the
by the way, is who we're
in the world.
About.
But, yeah. I don't personally think he's the funniest guy in the world, but, you know, humor is subjective. And
good enough
is,
to add a second
funny.
Show, got, you know, so you yeah, got to.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. We got to be excited on the level of something that's that popular is coming to Pensacola and can sell out two shows that quickly, because hopefully that leads other people to book shows.
Absolutely.
Here.
No, it's certainly good for the city.
It.
I'll take
it.
Julio Diaz, he is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock Saturday. I assume you're going to talk more about that tomorrow. Also, the founder and host of the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Follow them. And Julio, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
816 News Radio 92.3.